Masechet Tevachim Daf Mem Beit, and we are holding on the two dots on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beit, and let's just remember right where we are. Reish Lakish had just come up with a pshat as to how to understand what it is that Rabbi Meir says about Pigel in a mincha that we were talking about with a chatzimat. It appeared to be that Rabbi Meir said, since you could be mafaga with the comets, even if you were not mafaga with the levaina, and that's considered to be Pigel v'chayav in halav karei. The simple understanding of Rabbi Meir was that he was saying, I don't care if it's only a chatzimatir, it's the same thing as a matir shol. Rabbonan who said that it's not considered to be pigel. So according to them, you only can be mefaga b'matir shol. And came along Reish Lakish and said, no, that's not the case at all. But really, Rabbi Meir is completely on the side of the Rabbonan. And he holds also that in mefaga b'chatzimatir, except that he holds kol ha'oseh al dat rishon ha'oseh. So since the kemet, which is the first, haktaras ha'kemet, is the first thing that you do, he holds is enough to define the next thing that you do. So if you have the kemet, then by definition, as long as you didn't say otherwise, and you just did the levena b'shtika, it's the equivalent of doing both the kemet and the levena with the machshav b'shtika, and therefore it's mefaga b'chol ha'matir. But if it would be a case literally of chatzimatir, such as where you did the first part, let's say you did the Komitz Shtika, and then you did the Levina with the Machshav Hazigo, then we would say, Ein Mefagim B'chatzim Matir. That was Reish Lakish's Chiddush. Today the Gemara has got some problem with Reish Lakish. Meitve. We're one line up from the bottom. On the Malav Abed Beit. Meitve. So, B'mei Dvarim Amurim, B'damim HaNitanin Al Mizbeach HaChitzon. That this is a continuation of a brisa where it says, when would we say that Matana Achat Mehem Pigel, and of course we know this from the Mishnah, Matana Achat is Mefagel with Chataot HaChitzoniot. Chataot HaChitzoniot are those things which are brought outside, and halacha is that only Matana Achat Mehem Naket. So where would we say that you can be mafaga with even one matana b'damim anitanin amizbeach achitzon? So over there, you don't have a problem of a chatzi matir. But aval damim anitanin amizbeach apnimi. But where we're talking about the dam that is given on the mizbeach apnimi, so there you can have some very complex matanot where each and every last one is ma'akev. For instance, the 43 matanot of Yom Kippurim. Whoa, what do we have? 43 matanot. That's very simple. We have the parvas soyer that are given one immediately after the other. And not only that, we mix their dam at a certain point. We'll see what that point is. We mix their dam and give it together, which means that those, we look at those two matanas, apparently two korbanas, par of Yom Kippur and the soyer of Yom Kippur, which we discussed a little bit earlier when we were coming to try to understand the Tanna Dvei Rabbi Shmuel about bringing a kal v'chomer with his two different species, and nonetheless they're the same din. A very good example, it wasn't what he was referring to, a very good example of such a thing is the par of the soyer of Yom Kippur. Two different species that not only have the same din, but for certain elements are even mixed matanot. Very rare situation. So what we do over there is, if you recall from your Avodas Yom HaKippurim, when you daven Musa, son Yom Kippur. So over there, what we do is we bring Achas Lamala V'Sevelam, Shevelamad, in the Bein HaBadim, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Par. We do the same thing in the Soyer. Achas Lamala, Shevelamad. Doesn't mean literally up and down, it means how you're holding your fingers, you call it. What direction you're moving your arm. Okay, that's 16. So we have 8 for the Par, 8 for the Soyer, 16, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We then move into the Heichal, move outside, in other words, into the Heichal. We do the same thing on the parochet. Achas lamala, shevel lamata for the sar. Achas lamala, shevel lamata for the soyer. It's another 16. Okay, that's 32. Then we mix the two damim together, the par v'soyer, and we do 4 on the arba kronot ha'mizbeach. So that's 36. Then we do 7 al tiarosh ha'mizbeach, which equals 43. So that means that in that group of matanot, every last one of them is ma'akev, because we said the chatot ha'pnimiyot. You have to bring everything. That means that you would be able to be mafago, but you would need now to deal with all of those matanot. Or the 11 matanot of the Parkoin Mashiach, or the 11 matanot of the Parkoin Dabashal Tzibor. How do you get 11? Because you don't have Achas Amal of Sheva Lamata. You don't have any Lifnai Velifnim, but you have Sheva. So you have Sheva La Parochet, and you have Arba on the Arba Karnot of Mizbech HaZahav. So that's 4 plus 7 is 11. So each of those have 11 matanot. In any of those matanot, if you were Pigel, Bein Barishonah, Bein Bishniah, Bein Bishlishit. And when we talk about Barishonah, Shniah, Shlishit, we're talking about set of hasayot. So the Rishona would be the Achas Lamala B'Sheva Lamata, the set of matanot that's given Lefnai Vilfim in the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Bishnia is the set of matanot that are given on the Parochet in the Kodesh, outside the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Shlishit would be the set of matanot that is given on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So I don't care where you were Mefagel, Rabbi Meir Omer Pigel, we got a problem because it says Ben Rishona, Ben Mishna, Ben Mishashi, which means this is a Chatimater. This is not a case of Kalos HaDat Rishonavos, because he says even in the third. So in other words, he gave the first group of Matanot kosher, second group of Matanot kosher, now the third group of Matanot, which is only a Chatimater, you gave that kosher as Pigel. And nonetheless, Rabbi Meir says, that's Pigel. Now that seems to fit exactly what he said in the Mishnah to the dinim of the Kometz and the Levona by Menachas. And he said, Pigel over there. Not the way Rav Shlokish is learning it. He doesn't really mean Mefagel B'Chatimater, only means Kalos HaDat Rishonavos. You can read that into the Mishnah Menachas, but you can't read that here. Here it says Beferish. Even if he only did the third with Pigel, so then what happened to the other two? They were perfectly kosher. So how can he be Mefagel with only half? Because he also Mefagel B'Chatimater. Apparently, Rish Lokish is completely wrong, according to this writer. The Chachamim Omrim, Ein Bokor, Chachifaga, B'Chol HaMater. Okay, so that's the Machlokas. Katani Mia, do we see clearly? Pigel. Bein B'Rishona, Bein B'Shnia, Bein B'Shlishi, Upolik. Rabbi Meir is ready to argue no matter which one was Pigel, even if the last one was Pigel. And there's no way to say Kalos HaDat Rishona Osa. So this conclusively seems to prove that there's no way to learn Rish Lakish in Rabbi Meir. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Oven, there is. And what we need to recognize here is that we have a unique situation when it comes to these damim that are given in different sets. And that's because, let us say, that we lose the dam. We give the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then accidentally the coin kicks over the dam, the kli with the dam. What do? We don't start all over again. We bring another par, or another sire, and we start from where we left off. And if at the end of the second group it's kicked over, so we bring a third par
that we would not have normally brought.
And of course not. It's all the same par. It's the same par, but it has three different shkitas, but from the tense of halakhically speaking, it's the same animals. It's the same car.
Yeah.
It's even the same dam. An amazing idea. But okay, machlokas whether this would be true in the middle or only after the set. Let's keep things simple and talk about after the full set, okay? So what needs to be done in that case? You need to go ahead and shech a second par and a third par for the different sets. But if you're going to shech, then of course we don't get into a problem of a chatimat, because the shchita is the entire mat for shchita. The element of shchita is entirely done with one shchita. You can't do part of a shchita. A shchita is sort of like pregnancy. You either are or you aren't. Okay, so you did the shchita. So then you were already did that part of them, and that was matir, the shchita element. So that's what it's talking about. Bein b'shana, bein b'shana, bein b'shchita. He's not talking about where you gave the dam with the machshavas pigel. It's talking about where you did the shchita with the machshavas pigel. And of course, the shchita either is or isn't. So over there, it has nothing to do with mefagel b'chatzimat. Of course, that doesn't give us any explanation why the heck would the chachamim argue. I mean, the chachamim is saying you can't be mefagel b'chatzimat. There's nothing to do with what we're talking about. That we'll talk about in a moment. But with this very creative explanation of the braita, we end up with a case that has nothing to do with what Rish Lakish is talking about. So as Rish Lakish will say, what, you think he's talking about that he had a machshavas pigel in the giving of the dam? Of course that wouldn't help. It's only Chatzimater. I agree that that's a Chatzimater.
Why do we look at Shchita as a total matter?
Because that is the matter of Shchita. In other words, that allows now the dam to be put into a kosher. So that's the matter of the Shchita.
This allows the dam in its own matter.
The dam is the matter of the dam. Okay, so that has to be done also. Kulei. All right, so now if that's the case, we have no problem over here. So let's say that. It's Omer Yitzbar, Avi Nachmaskina, Gagon Shepigo B'Shchita. Talking about over here, not that you did the pigo of the dam of the second group or the dam of the third group. You did the pigel about the dam in the second group, about the dam in the third group, by doing a new shchita with a machshava. And of course, there's no din of the object being kol hamater, it's only the pigel being kol hamater. So you did the kol hamater in terms of the shchita. And you had a new shchita over here. And that shchita is chat matir. That's all one matir. Clear? Are you sure? All right. You should be typing this to make sure that you got it right. All right, fine. So, Ihachi has to go on. If that's the case, then why would the Rabbanan argue? I mean, so my time in the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan said it's a Chatzimater. Where's the Chatzimater? Tell him. You're changing me the case. You're reading in a heck of a lot. But okay, let's say we agree. That it's talking about over here that you did a pigel in the matir of Shchita of the second or third group of Nesinat Sadam, and each one of the groups had another animal that was associated with it. Okay, cool. Could be. But then he offered my time at Rabbanan. Ah, moreover, this introduces a whole brand new idea we never had before. It's very exciting. And that idea is a new concept of chatzi called a chatzi aveda. What is that? That is the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, according to the sheet of Rebbe Lozer throughout the Tanakh. Hakomet, Halavona, Haktoret, Minchat Kohanim, Minchat Kohen Mashiach. Now, Komet would be the part of a normal Minchat that's brought on the Mizbeach. The rest of it is Shirayim. The Lavona is any Minchat that has Lavona. The Lavona has to be brought on the Mizbeach. It's not eaten. The Ketores, of course, is entirely put on the Mizbeach. Mizbeach has Av. Minchat Kohanim is different from a normal Minchat because a Minchat Kohanim is not Nikma. The entire Minchat. There's no Shirayim, so on. So the entire mincha is put on the Mizbeach. If that's the case, of course, then there's no matir. There's no way to be mefagel. Because it doesn't have part that can become kosher by doing something else, and so on, right? So the komet, in this case, we don't have a matir called the komet. In minchas kohen mashiach, which is the kohen godol's mincha, and it's called the chavitim. The minchas nisachim, which is brought with the korban that is chayiv and nisachim, so we pour wine on the Mizbeach, and we bring, again, the entire seilas on the Mizbeach. So, forget about pig. I want to talk about what would be the din if I bring a kizayit of such a thing that was roy for the Mizbeach. No, every single thing I mentioned was roy for the Mizbeach. If I brought it b'chut, so the din is, if you do haktoras chut, so you're chayav karet, outside of the Beit HaMikdash. Normally we define haktara by bringing a kizayit. One kizayit is the share of haktara. We saw the gabe pigul as well. And here the gabe ha'ala'at chut should also be chayav. And indeed, says the Tanakhama, in any of these cases, since what I just described was roy for the Mizbeach b'fnim, anything that's roy for the Mizbeach b'fnim, that's brought b'chut, is chayav for Allah's chutz, and therefore he kriv miachat miyam b'chutz, kizayit, you're chayav. So far, so good. Our brand new idea is Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer is poter ad sheyakriv et kulam. So according to him, a remarkable new idea, you cannot be chayav with a half of an aveda. Forget about half a mat. It's a half of an aveda. So in other words, in the same way, what we want to be mechadish now is that in the same way, look, what would you have had to do if you were bringing it b'fnim? A kezayit of the comet or the whole comet? You'd have to bring the whole comet. A kezayit of the minchas kainim or the whole minchas kainim? You'd have to bring the whole minchas kainim. Comes along Rebbe Eliezer to be mechadish, even though the shear of the act of haktorah is a kezayit, but that's not what it is that you're mechuyev to do b'fnim. And since the ha'alah b'chutz is chayev only if you do what you needed to do b'fnim, and what you needed to do b'fnim is the whole thing, so only if you brought the whole thing b'chutz would you be chayev. Now that means he's introducing a concept that is, again, not only materium needing to be a whole thing, but an aveda needing to be a whole thing. In which case, according to Rebbe Eliezer, the shechita that I do over here of one of the parim, that is, let's say, the third par, which I shechted now to make up for the dam that was spilled out before I was able to give the matanos on the Mizbeach HaZohar. So you said, well, that's a whole matir. Not according to me. Because according to me, in order to have a kosher par, you have a remarkable case where you need to do three shechitas for the same par. Of course, I mean, it happened to be a different animal, but it's technically the same part. That means, according to Rebbe Eliezer, we have a chatzi shechita.
This happens not. Right.
Yeah, but it's the only way in which I can be makir of this animal is by shechting it three times. So in the same way, according to Rebbe Eliezer, I wouldn't be chayav on shechutei chut in such a case, because it's only part of a shechita. That's remarkable. Idea. No, how can I explain the idea when you walked in only in the middle of it? The last point is all kosher to the first point. If you do a shechita of the third par, which is really the same par, except it happened to come back alive again, and now you needed to shecht it. And how did that happen, where you kicked over the dam by accident of the, let's say, after you already kicked it over once, having left the Kodesh HaKadosh, you kick over the dam, and when you bent down to pick up the dam asur, you knocked over the dam par, let's say, in the Kodesh, before you gave the matanes on the paroche, and then when you set that down, you're going to mix them, you kick it over again, and then you have to do another shechit of the par. So you did the same shechit of the par three times. So each one of those shechitas is only one third of the shechita. Therefore, according to Rebbe Eliezer, you won't be yotzi the entire aveda, you won't be chayav b'chut, but in the same way, it's not the whole matir. It's only part of an aveda. Say the Rabbanu, well, you can't be mefagel b'chatzi matir. So therefore, works out beautifully. That's what they mean. The Rabbanu over here is a unique case, and it's going only with Rebbe Eliezer.
You mentioned there was a new
what he's thinking when he does it as well.
What do you mean, as well? Only? That's what we're talking about here.
But he's the first shechita that he did before he gets over the black blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the way it's supposed to. Then he does one where it's much about his eye.
Right, it's in the table.
Right, so what happens to the other carpet?
It's all the same carpet.
It's all the same carpet, and all of that meat has to be consumed as carpet.
No, it's a chatoa taknimi, it's burned.
Oh, well, okay, so it's a chatoa taknimi.
No, it's burnt on the Beit HaDesh. You're talking about the Emurim. The Emurim have to put on the Mizbeach. But in any event, we now have an explanation for the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim. It has nothing to do with Chatzi Matir. It has to do whether there's a concept of a Chatzi Avoda. And therefore, the Chachamim, being that they're going Meshita, or maybe they are Rebbe Eliezer, they hold that this is the equivalent of a Chatzi Matir, because it's only one third of the necessary Shechita. Whereas Rebbe Eliezer, who have heard of such a thing? A Shechita is a Shechita. So I was Mefagel B'chol HaMatir. You would think. Ask the Gemara. The problem is that Rava said that Rebbe Eliezer certainly does not hold that you can take that idea and apply it also to the Domim, so that over there Rebbe Eliezer would agree that if you were, let's say, Zorek Miktas Hadam Bachut, you wouldn't say that that is what. He only says this about the concept Bichlal of the idea of Halah he's talking about. He never would have said such a thing. So let's say, when it comes to Domi, so if you give one Matana Bachut, you would be Chayim. He says that, Rebbe Eliezer, he proves it. Rebbe Eliezer holds that Beferish, even though it's all one Avodah. So you'd say, so, if that's the case, it's a Chatzi Avodah. He doesn't say that by Dan at all. So therefore, it's not the same as, let's say, the Kemetz, Levena, or so on. So then how could he say that in the case over here where we're trying to apply it for penal? Because Amar Rava, Rava says that made Rebbe Eliezer himself bedamim, and I'll prove that to you, the Tanan. Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Shimon say that when it comes to the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim, mimakom shepasak misham hu matchil. Wherever it is that the dam spilled out, that's where you start again. So now, the Tanakhama holds, no, you can't do that. You have to complete a whole set. So if the dam spilled out before you completed giving the matanas with me, you have to start all over again. You can't continue from where you were up to. Now, you would think, oh, so according to Rebbe Eliezer, it's a chatzi avoda, for sure he would hold it. No, Rebbe Eliezer says you could start wherever you stop. So if that's the case, if you're going to now compare the dinim of pigul to the dinim of halah chutz, which you're talking about a moment ago, you were saying, this is going to leave it to Rebbe Eliezer. In the same way he holds us about halah's chutz, he holds us about halah's pnim. Okay, so then if that's the case, even if he would be the fag of a matanah, kol shekein in the shechita, but a matanah, because everybody is made as a chatzi avoda, and nonetheless he holds that it's considered to be, when it comes to the din of the dam, it's considered to be a matanah achas. So according to Rebbe Eliezer, nonetheless it should be pigul. So that this is not a good explanation why the Rabbonin would argue on Rebbe Meir and say it's a chatzi matir, for Rebbe Eliezer himself holds it's not a chatzi matir. Elam Arava, I'll explain to you, talking about over here. You misunderstand the meaning of Pigel, Bein Berishona, Bein Bishnia, Bein Bishlish. It does not mean either or. It means you were Mefagel Berishona, and then you were Mefagel. Either in the Shnia or even in the Shlishi. And you weren't Mefagel in the Shnia. Because you see, what's the whole Svara? This is how Rish Lakshmi would have to understand. What's the whole Svara? The Svara is that according to Rabbi Meir, Kol HaEisa Al Dat Rishonah Hu Osa, right? So now, if you're really doing it Al Dat Rishonah, why would you have the third one? You started doing the first one. Okay, and then you figured, fine. Now you don't make any announcements. I've already made my proclamation. I brought the first part for Pigel. And according to Rabbi Meir, that holds for everything that follows. Talk about all of a sudden you woke up when you came to Tiara Shom Mizbeach and you said, I'm going to do this for Pigel. I thought you were doing it for Pigel the whole time. What, you've been sleeping? Elamai, you weren't doing for Pigel the whole time. So you might think I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir, since his whole svara is that we can assume you were doing it the whole time, that would not apply if you suddenly make a proclamation when you come to the Kran Notam Mizbeach. Kamashran, even so, he still says, Kol HaEisa Al Dat Rishonah Hu Osa.
Against what he said?
Not against. I didn't say anything. In the middle, when he came into the Heichal, and he's sitting there on the sprinkling on the parochah, he doesn't say anything. Then when he comes to the Mizbeach Azov, he says, oh, by the way, I'm doing this for Pigel. I thought you were anyway doing for Pigel. Doesn't matter. Okay, so the guy wants to make a further proclamation. That's all. So what's the problem? But that's a Hiddush. So that's what it's saying. Bein B'Rishana, or Bein B'Shnia, or even Bein B'Shlishit, having done the Shnia B'Shtika. And obviously that's a little bit forced, but That's how we'll have to say it. Let's see it inside. Omar Rava, kigon shepigel b'rishona, v'shatak b'shnia, v'chazar v'pigel b'shlishit. So the chiddush is ma de tema. That if Rabbi Meir would insist that Isaac had died al dat rishonah, why mahadet pigel b'shlishi lamali? What did he need to do it again for? By the shlishit? Kamash wanda, that doesn't bother me. That people are weird. No, matke floravashia. Come on, man. It doesn't say anything about shatak in the middle. It says pigel bein b'rishonah. I mean, according to you, it would have to say, oh, shatak b'shinea, oh, pigel b'shlishit. I mean, it's like missing the main point. Where does it say anything about being shatak over here? It's just offering you alternatives. It doesn't say the alternative is not being mefago b'shinea. You're missing it. That can't be what it means. Elam Rabba, you know what we're talking about over here. Bein b'rishonah, bein b'shniah, bein b'shlishit means whether it comes to the first one or whether it came to the second one or whether it came to the third one, I was mefago on every last one of them. It doesn't mean either or. Whether in the first or in the second or the third, I was mefago. So kigon shepigel b'rishonah u'b'shniah u'b'shlishit. But notice that that's all that it says over here. First, second, or third. So in other words, Isaac da kolo sal dat rishonah u'oseh. So it's referring to over here is three out of four. That's what we're talking about. So then, if he really meant to be mefago the whole way, so what's the fourth? The fourth would be tiarosh u'mizbeach in this case. Or the fourth would be the fourth matana in the cases of the arba kronos on the other korbanos. But whatever it is. So now, you just say to yourself, hey, it's very weird. This guy makes three proclamations, but when he comes to the final thing, he's quiet. I mean, maybe over there, even if you say, Adat Rishonah Oseh, don't you believe that having established three times that the guy is used to making a proclamation, that he must have bedafka meant not to make the proclamation the fourth time? And therefore, it should be only a Chatzimater. Gamash Balan, no. People are weird. And therefore, see, Yitzhak, you might think, Marat Hema. Isaac adaitach kolosel dat rishonahu oseh mahader pigule bekochod vechod alamali. Why would he have to be mafagel three times? He could have just done it once. Must be that these three times are the only ikar times, and the fourth time it doesn't matter. Kamash malan, as Art Linkletter was wont to say, kohanim say the strangest things. Says the Gemara, but I mean, there is a slight problem with this, which is that the words are bane, which usually means either or. Okay, gosh, I mean, that's a problem, but it's not fatal. I mean, people do say whether this or that or this, meaning all three, and get away with that. Okay, but anyway, that's what Rish Lakish would have to say. So let me go back now to the original, where we had the question of whether it's because of Mefagel Mechatzim Matir, or whether it was Kalei Saldat Bishonah. So we have been struggling to bust up Rish Lakish's approach, because it wasn't intuitive. And we're trying to say that actually Rabbi Meir really, maybe it's because he holds Mefagel Mechatzim Matir, not because Kalei Saldat Bishonah. We came up with all these kvetchi pshatim that we could squeeze in Rish Lakish. Let me ask you. Suppose you were wrong. Okay? You're struggling to prove to us that Rabbi Meir really holds that it's because of the fact of Bechatzimah. So then you have to address a fundamental conceptual problem where your whole approach can't work. Forget about looking for a particular price or mission or whatever. It's absurd. There cannot be a concept of Mefagel Bechatzimah applied to these days. You know why? Because remember that the fundamental rule of Pigel is Kartza'at Kasher, Kartza'at Pasul. Either you completed doing your Pigel properly in the anti-world of Pigel, or it's not going to be Chayev Karesis Pigel, right? It's got to be done right, so if I mix any other Makshava in it. Or, for that matter, I never complete the proper Zrikat Adam, so then it's not Pigel. Now, I want to ask you about this case. You're telling me that we could take a naive interpretation, the simple interpretation, the one that everybody thought was the meaning, Pigel, Bein B'Rishonah, Bein B'Shniah, Bein B'Shlishit, a reference to any of the three groups of the Nitinot, not the three Parim and all of that that you guys wanted to kvetch. That's what you're telling us. It means exactly what it says. So even if the third group, which is the group that's given on the Mizbeach HaZahav, even if only that was Pigel, it's clear to me that Rabbi Meir is saying that that's Pigel. Or even if only the second group was Pigel, that's Pigel. It's nothing to do with Kaloi Saldat Rishonah. That's what you're saying. So let me ask you exactly how you expect that to be. The guy goes ahead now. He brought the matanot that were on the parochet, let's say, with the Makshavas Pigel. Fine. Is the animal pasul? According to everybody, do you pasul at that point? You pasul. Now, if all that there was to do on this carb would be four matanot on the Kronot HaMizbeach, so then the fact that I did a Pigel on, let's say, the second one of those those matanot. If I hold mefagel b'chatimat, I'm not going to turn around and say to you, hey, if you're mefagel b'chatimat, you already screwed up the carbon in terms of psul. The moment that you had that machshava. Now, when you come to complete the matanot, of course, you need to complete the matanot. If you didn't complete the matanot with the machshava's people, how is their hartza'ah for people? I'm not going to ask you that. Because you'll tell me, that's innate in the din of pigel. Using dam that was nifsal for pigel is considered to be meratzah for pigel, even if I didn't have a machshava's pigel on the fourth part of the dam, which completed the netinat hadam. Albeit, I need to complete the netinat hadam in order for it to be pigel, because karzat kasharatzah pasul. But don't ask me, by yourself, how did you complete it? You didn't weren't thinking about pigel the whole time. That's what mefaglin b'chatzimater would mean. If the Torah says, this is pigel, and the Torah allows for mefaglin b'chatzimater, obviously it's saying that the way in which I can be mefaglin b'chatzimater is to be mashlim all of the hartzaot adam, and that's called karzat kasher in the anti-world of pigel. Okay, that's very nice. But how about where the matanot are so significantly different that everybody agrees that even if I had knocked off the dam, I would have been able to shecht another part and bring the dam for the second set, or the third set, separately. So that means that we're looking at each set of dam, the set of dam that's given with Naiva Lefnim, Bein Badei Ha'aron, the second set which is given in the Hech, on the Paroch, the third set which is given on the Mizbeach HaZahav. I'm looking at them as different Netino dam, right? And in that case, would I say, Ki Hartza'at Kasher, Kach Hartza'at Pasul, I better account for doing everything correctly in order for me to be Chayav Karet on the eating of this carbon, because otherwise it's not pigel. Anything that is messed up in a carbon is not pigel. The problem is that if I was only mefagel, let's say, on the first group, and we're not talking about kolos al dati shanuos, I now take this cup, walk out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and start on the second set of netinot in the Heicha. And I tap you on the shoulder, you being the Kohen Gadol, and I say, hey buddy, what you got there? And you say, I got dam. And I say to you, that don't look like dam to me, that looks like water. He looks at it, he says, what do you mean? I see that this is not dam, because this is pasul. You already pasuled this with a machshava and another netina. How are you going to be meratza on this carbon with this water? You might as well be sprinkling alcohol, as far as I'm concerned. This is not dam. This is possible stuff that you got here. So that would mean that according to Rabbi Meir, there would be no way to be mechayev you karet anyway. Because even in this case, even if you're mefago b'chatzimater, all you managed to do was mess up the carbon. And you destroyed the dam. But you'll never be able to be meratza karetza'at kasher. Because where's the Hartzat Kasher? You never completed the matanot of the second set. And you never completed the matanot of the third set. At least not in a way that's acceptable. You didn't have any kosher dam to do it with. Had pasul the dam, everybody agrees that it pasul. The only question is whether you could end up becoming Chayef Karei. But here you got another problem. Even though the Fag B'chatzimat here, you never completed the Avodat Adam because you started using alcohol in the middle. So normally, in a typical case of pigol, I say, okay, but the Torah says that that alcohol is what it is, that's Muratz of the Hartzat Kasher. But in this case, each group stands independently. So that means that conceptually, there's no way to learn it except the way Reish Lakish learns. Forget about the riots that Reish Lakish brought for himself about the order of the way Rabbi Meir said it, or the riots that you're bringing against Rabbi Meir. You know, you haven't been thinking in a fundamental way. Think in a fundamental way. How could you apply a din of Mefagel B'chatzimater to a case of separate sets of Netina and still be able to be Mechaya for Pigel if Karatzat Kasher Kachatzat Pasul? This is a fundamental issue that nobody's addressed over here. Everything else is theory. Yes. No, that's the whole point. It's not all one avodah. If it were one avodah, I'd be forced to conclude, okay, this is the way the Torah said to do people. But it's because of the very fact that I could have substituted another animal and continued doing it. I obviously can't do that in a normal carbon. If I screw up the first matanah, I'm going to shech another one and say, let me continue. What are you crazy? That's all one avodah. But over here, I see each set as being unique. So how would I be able to apply the din of a normal pigel to a second group and use alcohol instead of dam and say, well, what can you do? The Torah said that that's the shot in bringing pigel. It did not. What did it say? So we would never be able to extend the typical halacha of mefagel b'chatzimater on a normal carbon, which only has one set of matanos, to these cases, which has three separate sets of matanos. That's the issue. And that is a brilliant question. It says, Ravuna b'reid Rav Nosson, Rav Papa, why are we even discussing this? Let's write it down. I'm on the wrong page. Sorry. Let's try that again. The Gemara asks over here, how could you believe that the din would be, according to Rabbi Meir, Mefagel Machatzi Matir, since Michti, Karet, anyway, Lo Mechayev, Achi Karvu Ko Matirav, right? You're going to have to do it all correctly. Okay, so if that's the case, just like the Harza'at Kasher has to be Achi Karvu Ko Matirav, Af Harza'at Pasul Achi Karvu Ko Matirav. The problem is that over here, the moment that you were Choshev Bebifnim, the Dam already became Pasul. And once that Dam is Pasul, when you walked out with it, it's Kamandalo Adi Dami. So now it's as if you never did a Zerika. When you walk out into the Echo with this Dam, Kihara Madi Be'echo, you come now to be Zerik. What do you bring to Zerik? Water? Maya Biyamu, you're throwing water on it. How's that going to be Matur Korban? This isn't dumb. Maya Biyamu the Ka'adi. Ooh, Amar Rabba, look, I mean, the only way to do it is that he actually had new dam. Where'd he get new dam from? He shechted another part. He kicked over the old dam. But he didn't do Bishchita. He did it with the Zrika. So he ended up having a kosher animal, and at each point, he had fresh dam. So wherever it is that he did it, you got Ben Gurishana, Ben Mishnia, Ben Mishlishi, using new dam with a new Shchita. That's what it means. That's what we were talking about, because we knocked over the dam. Yeah. That's the whole point. It never was. Animal. Whenever we knocked over the dam, we said this animal is reincarnated. Reincarnated three
but
times.
It's still part of that
the same animal that needs four shritas.
But it's still part of that conceptual animal.
Here too, it's the same conceptual animal, but I don't passel the dam. This dam comes from a new physical animal that wasn't affected by that soul.
No, exactly, but if we stress it in the first place, once we have the first three words shita, right?
Then after that, I'm assuming we're gonna have to go and take the blood from the fourth animal. The fourth animal. If we're saying that it's all part of the same conceptual animal, then the fourth animal should also affect the. The other three should be out of four in that case.
For what? Say, I give a five, that's my right. One, you're not kosher down to the rest. Your problem was the blood turned into water. But over here, I took a new animal to get real blood. It's not water. I didn't passel the new animel. I didn't passel the new dam. I only passel the carbon. Well, so what blood is real blood.
What connection does the second animal have to the first?
Oh.
I mean, what?
Yeah, well, what amazing. Is it? Yeah, that's what happens when you walk in a half an hour late. It's amazing. You lose a whole brilliant. New way of looking at life?
Yeah.
Let's say, what would a reincarnated Rich have to do with the first? Did you ask the same question? Would you say if this...
Would I still be around to ask it?
No, yes, that's the question. Suppose this...
No, kid at the same head. Time in the same space?
Suppose this kid discovers that he has this absolutely preternatural chaos of making the world's best pizza. And he wonders where it came from. Do you think he would ever suspect that he's a reincarnation?
Never.
Of the original soul of Richie?
Never.
Uh-huh, but we would know.
We had this pizza in another life.
Is it you or is it your reincarnated self?
Yesterday your last name was Fox. I thought your last name was pizza. I was really
surprised. I'm thinking of changing it, but in the end,
you did not.
Anyway, the whole first part of the shiur was about this very strange idea of being able to have one animal that requires three different attributes because it's reincarnated in its seed time. In other words, if I knock over the dam, if I lose the dam at any point, and in this case, by definition, I lost the dam because I turned it into water, I could just shecht another par and continue from where I left off. So that means I can bring new dam where it's all part of the same carb. Remarkable idea that we came up earlier with.
Then you have to
what?
You have to put one on the
bath? You'll burn. You'll burn.
All three of them.
I mean, these are pretty much disrupted. Okay, so in any event, that would be the only case. So it would have to be that I get fresh blood. You notice that his teeth have been growing.
Rubber. Why is it late in the morning?
Yeah, I have to go duck up and show you on the sunlight.
Afilu tema bapar echad v'sarach. Rabbi said, you don't need to come on that. Because in the same way that you were all agreed that we can create a hartza'at for pigel as if it were hartza'at kasher, if you would hold mefagel b'chatzi matir, a normal carbon, that's me, with four matana. If you did one of them, you wouldn't ask me, oh, but there's no way for me to chayef karas because now the blood is water. Obviously, I would say to you, come on. I mean, if the Torah says there's a din of pigel, and the Torah says you can use any element of the matir for pigel, then that's how it's defining hartza'at kasher. Says Rav, Rabbi, extend that a little bit. Why does it have to be Dafka if there's one set and if there's four set? The Torah is simply saying that in the anti-world of Pigol, water is blood. Because, I mean, anyway, you're going to use at some point Pusel Dam to be Maratz on the Pigol, by definition. So as long as there's nothing antithetical to the Pigol, a Machsheves Chutz L'Mekaymai, or a Machsheves Sholei L'Shmai in the case of Pesach, and so on, what's the problem? Over here, you're right, it's water. No, but this is the Pigol world. In a Pigol world, Dam that looks like water in the regular world, because it's been Mefugal, is still Dam. And therefore, even on the third and the fourth section, it's also still Dam. You don't need... You made up an idea that each set must require a whole different thing. I don't agree with that idea. I say that whatever you would say about a normal Chatzi Mater is true no matter how many different sets of Dam you have. Where'd you get that from, Bichlal? Therefore, says Rava, afilo teme b'parachad v'seirachad. What do you have to replace the Dam for? I understand. L'pigula meratze. That's all. Now, in our review of what it would take to be Mefagel, when we started talking about how many karbanos there are, we said, in the 43 karbanot. Not funny, because there's another brayta that says, in the 47 matanot. How come there it says 43 and here it says 47? Which one is it? Nah, that's still a problem. We know that there's a machloket. Cat fuck, fuck! Great. We know that there's a machloket of at what point do we mix the Dama Par and the Dama Sawyer? Do we mix the Dama Par and the Dama Sawyer for the Matan Kronot of the Mizbeach? Or do we mix them only after we give the Matan Kronot? If we mix them only after the Matan Kronot, that means we need to add an additional four Kronot, Matanot, to the Sawyer. Because we didn't do the Sawyer and the Par together.
What would be those
43 plus 4 equals? There you go! An amazing coincidence. So and it happens to be a machloket indeed. The machloket.
What are the
matanot
given?
Separately. So I do four on the par, and I do four with the sawyer. So that's a machlokas in Yoma. At what point was I supposed to make the Dhamma par and the Dhamma sawyer? Therefore, it's only natural to expect that there will be an alternative world of a brighter that says 47 in a case where our brighter said 43. Depends who you hold like. Ah, but there's another one that says 48. Ah, what do you do with that? That's no problem. That's Hawaii. Now, Tanya Arbaim Vishmasai. Not for Canadians, that doesn't work. But that was actually 49. Vatanya Arba'im Veshmona. Doesn't it say 48? Yeah, but there too, remember, it's a machlokes for the Shirayim or Ma'akvim. If Shirayim or Ma'akvim, and you also hold that Ma'arvim only Latirosh or Mizbeah, but ain't Ma'arvim Likranot, you also have one more for the Shirayim. And therefore, let us put it all together. Fox is ready to give us a very clear-cut accounting of how we got the 48. Here we go. We start...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's amazing. I didn't know he could do that. That is incredible. Richie, I got to hand it to you. You're making amazing progress. So let's go through that again. We walk into the Kachi HaKadosh with the Dhamma Par. And we do Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata equals, Rich, 7 plus 1, 8! Fantastic! Then we do the same thing with the Dhamma the Sawyer. Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata gives us a total of?
16.
Then we go into the Heichal, and we take the Dhamma Par, and we do Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata towards the Parochet. Gives us?
Whoa.
24! Amazing! And then we do the same thing with the Dhamma Sawyer, Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata, and that brings us up to?
32!
Unbelievable! At that point, we move over to the Mizbeach HaZahav, take the Dhamma Par, only the Dhamma Par according to the Mahdi Omer, says Ein Ma'ariv in the Kronot, and we add another 4, which gives us 36. There we go, 36. Then we take the Dam HaSoyer, and we put another 4 matanos, one on each one of the Kronot, which brings us all the way up to
40.
Amazing. Then we take the 2 dummy, mix them together, and do 7 matanos on the Tiara Shel Mizbeach. 40 plus 7 equals
47.
And then, if you hold the Shirayim or Ma'akvim, we take the leftovers of all of them, put them together, and take them out to the Mizbeach HaChitzon and pour them on the Yesod, which gives us 47 plus 1. Don't fail now. 48, and we got it. That's it.
Final answer.
That's your final answer. Does anyone have any ticker tape? All right, we move on. Nathan. Bameh devarim amurim, b'knitza, b'matan kli, b'hiluch, aval. ולא להקטרה, נתן את הקומץ במחווה, ואת הלבונה בשתיקה, או שנתן את הקומץ בשתיקה. We're getting into trouble here. Let's first listen to the first part. We know that we have four separate avodas. We know by Zvokim, we have Shvita, and we have Kabbalah, and we have Hilok, and we have Zrik. Now, when it comes to Menachos, we have exactly the same setup, because we have the original Kmita, and then we have the Matan Kli, and then we take that and come up to the Mizbeach with that Kli, and then we put it onto the Mizbeach, which is the equivalent of the Zrika. But we also need to do the Zrika, so to speak, of the Levina, by doing the Haktaras HaLevina. So if, in the same way, by a Zveva, if I do the Shechita with the Machsheves, I create Pigel. I do the Kabbalah of the Machsheves, I create Pigel. But if I do only part of the Zrika, the Pigel, then I get into the problem of Fagel Bechatz Matir, if it's one of the Kataot HaPnimiyot. So too with the Minha. If I do the Kmitza, or I do the Matan Kli, or I do the whole Locha, fine. That's the whole Matir. But the moment, Aval, Balola, Daktarah, the moment that I start talking about Haktorah, which is the equivalent for the Mincha, that Zrika is to the Zevach, because the Haktorah of the Kemetz is the Matir of the Shirayim, so I now do the Haktorah, which is the equivalent of Zrika. Problem is, I have two Matanot, so to speak, the Kemetz and the Levona. So each one of them is connected. Let's say one of the Matanot down of the Korbanos. Let's say two Matanot would be Ma'akib and a Chatatab. So then, if I do one, here's where we run into problem. Balola, Haktorah, and I do the Kemetz, the Ma'akib. Now, okay, comments by Machshava means I started with the Machshava Spiegel, and then I do the Levona B'Shtika. But that's okay, according to Reish Lakish. Kol Oseh Al Dat Rishon HaOseh, a little bit of Rabbi Meir, and that would mean that Rabbi Meir would say, it's all Spiegel. Problem is, and then it says, Oh, Shenatan Et HaKomets B'Shtika, and then the Levona B'Machshava. So now, according to Reish Lakish's analysis, that should not be Spiegel, because it's only a Fagman B'Chatzi Matir, and Reish Lakish claimed that everybody agrees, in the Fagman B'Chatzi Matir, our only question was whether not, right? And yet over here it says, Rabbi Meir Omer Pigo. Of course, I invoke Rei Church Fagabakolamatir. Do I have to spell out for you what the problem is? Katani Miana, it says over here very clearly, if you gave the Kometz Bishtika, so you started off right, and the Levona B'Machshava. And nonetheless, he's falling. So it can't be because of Kolos Al Dat Rishonah. So this seems to prove that Reish Lakish is up the creek without a paddle when it comes to claiming Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir clearly is saying in his braitha, Mifaglin Bechatzi Matir. Maybe when it says Natan et Alavona B'Machshava, it means if he had already given Alavona B'Machshava. First of all, then that would be exactly the same thing as the ratio, wouldn't it? Hainu Kamaita. I mean, that's the first case where I started doing things with a Machshava Spiegel. It says, Acharkat, in my bright, Acharkat, Natan. So how do you get away with saying, if he had already given? Isn't this the way, I mean, our bright doesn't say the word Acharkat, but there's another bright that paraphrases this one in which it says Acharkat. No, gosh, that's a little bit of a problem. But I mean, you certainly can't say that it's impossible, because the norm is Kemetz for Levina. And in this case, the guy gave the Levina. That's what it's saying. If he gave the Kemetz for Shtika, if he had already given the Levina, which normally you would do first at Mita. And nonetheless, it's also called Kolay Saldas Rishanuot. What's so terrible about that? It's a little bit of a kvetch again. But it certainly can't disprove me. It's not a tiyuvta. So Mamela, we're left over with kvetch. Okay, so therefore now to sum up, we have two approaches in Rabbi Meir. Reish Lakish and the unnamed adversary who keep bringing up questions against Reish Lakish, which was the reason that the Gemara was trying to figure out, and what's the conceptual basis of saying, I'll leave it to Rabbi Meir in a case like this that has different sets, that we would still say Mefagrim B'Chati Matir. We had a number of indications that Rabbi Meir really does hold Mefagrim B'Chati Matir. Each and every one of them we were able to show that it's not conclusive proof that he holds that. And Reish Lakish had strong indications that according to Rabbi Meir, ain't Mefagrim B'Chati Matir. Now, we also introduced a bunch of really fun ideas, one of which was this idea of Rebbe Eliezer, that there's such a thing as a chatzi avoda, not only a chatzi matir, and if the same animal has to be shechted three times in order to do shvita, then you wouldn't be chayiv if you did it b'chutz, or if you need to be makter more than a kezayas, and it was be'ach apnimi, so then you wouldn't be chayiv if you brought a kezayas b'chutz. All of that is a chatzi. That was a brand new idea. And then we also talked about this concept of having different sets of dam, where you could replace the dam with a different carbon continue what you were doing. And then at last we had this question of Hartzaat Kasher, if you hold of Mefagu B'chatzi Mater, would it apply only to the same set of Dentina, as Rava said, or as Rava said, would it apply, as Rava said, would it apply to anything? Even to the whole four sets, we would look at blood is thicker than water, as long as it is. Okay, so those were the interesting things that we raised today.
As long as it's blood, or as long as it's thicker than water?
As long as it's thicker than water, and it's blood. That was fun. Yes, indeed. At least PJ's has fun. Meite. Bame devarim amurim, bedamim anitanin amizbeach hachitzon. Aval, damim anitanin amizbeach hapinimi kegon. Arbaim v'shalosh shel yom ha-kippurim. Achad asar shopar kohen mashiach. Pigel, Bain Brishona, Bain Bishna, Bain Bishli Sheet. Rabbi Beomer Pigel. The Chayovin love Karet, the Chachamimor Rainbow Karet, Archie Fagel Bechol Hamatir. But does it or does it not say Pigel, Bain Brishona, Bain Bishna, Bain Bishli Sheet, and nonetheless is poet. Rabbi Yitzbarovin, it's not talking about that he was Befagel with the Dam. It's talking about that he was Befagel with the Shechita. So that there were four separate animals over there for the Shechitas Chad Matiru. So then he ochi my time of the Rabbonan. Omar Rava, because the Rabbonan here are Rabbi Eliezer, the Tzlan. Hakomets, Valavona, Vaktoret, Minchat Kohanim, Minchat Kohan Mashiach, Minchat Nesachim, all of which are royal Mizbeach. She kriv me'achat me'em, kizayit b'chutz chayav, because Aktoret be'kizayit. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you're potter until you're makriv whatever there is to be makriv. Same thing is true over here. This is only part of the shechita, the whole shechita. V'omar Rava, Moda Rabbi Eliezer, when it comes to the dummy. Tzan Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, mi makom shepasak, mishamu matchil. So obviously he can't hold that the dam is nothing unless it's been finished. Elam Arava kagon shepigel brishona v'shatak b'shniya, and then chazar v'pigel b'shlishit. So ma'o the tema, yisak adaitach aldat v'shona ose. Why was he ma'ar p'guli b'shlishi lamali? Kamashra, nonetheless, kalos aldat v'shona ose. Mat givlo Ravashi, come on, it doesn't say a word about shatak. Mide shatak atani. Elam Ravashi achon eskinan, kagon shepigel b'rishona u'b'shniya u'b'shlishit. So ma'o de tema, if really kol ha'osel dat v'shona ose, why was he going around making his pigul proclamations on every one of them and leave out the fourth one? So lomali, komash balan, that kohanim say the strangest things. But bein katani, kasha. Amar, Rabbi Meir, Amar, pigul v'chayom lov karet. Now, let me ask you something. You guys who believe that Reish Lakish is wrong, and that you could be mefagel b'chatzi mater. Michta, think about this. Karet lo mechayev ad shikarvu ko matirav, right? The Omar mar, ki hartzaat kasher, kach hartzaat pasul. Ma hartzaat kasher ad shikarvu ko matirav, av hartzaat pasul ad shikarvu ko matirav. The problem is that the minute that he was choshev bebifnim, he now pasul the dam, okay? So it's commander lo adi dami. Because if ki ara madi behechal, what's he sprinkling? Mayim. So it's maya be'amo de ka'adi. Omar Rabba, well, it could be talking about you kept replacing the dam. So mashkachat la bi'arba aparim, bi'arba asirim. And every time you get new kosher dam. Rava Amar, it's really not a problem. Afilu tema bepar echad, v'sa'ir echad. L'pigulo miratzeh. Okay, you said over here arba'im v'shalosh. How do you explain the fact that there's another brayta that says arvaim v'sheva? Well, how come on yomer ma'arvim l'kronot? Well, come on yomer ein ma'arvim l'kronot? And therefore we have a separate four matanot between the par and the soyer. V'tani arvaim v'shmona. That's like the man yomer holds shirayim or ma'akvim. So you have to add another one. Well, come on yomer ein shirayim ma'akvim. Metve. V'med v'arim amurim b'kmitza or b'matan kli. Or behiluch, we're over there, that's the entire matir. But if you're coming to the haktarah, now you got a problem, because now you have two separate things. So suppose you were natan et hakometz b'machshava, and the levona b'shtika. Or you were natan et hakometz b'shtika, and the levona b'machshava. What about then? Rabbi Meir Amar Pigel, V'chayovinov karet. V'chachomim omremembo karet tachifagel b'cholamatir. Now look, over here it says, even if he gave the kometz b'shtika, that's the first thing. And then the levonim amachshava. And, Pollock? Well, maybe it means kvar natana the levonim amachshava. I mean, then it's the same case. You're repeating. And besides, there's this other brayta that says beferish the words, achar kach. How do you explain that? Kasha.